Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, March 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's candidate for the U.S. Senate. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We are really ticked off and absolutely divided, and it's unfortunate. I know you stepped up and got involved in what's going on in the Michigan Republican Party politics situation. And for those who don't know, tell the audience what you've been doing, phone calls you've been making, things you've been trying to accomplish.
You know, Trucker, first off, my goal was to bring unity and healing to the Republican Party. We can't afford to be so fractured, not only for the sake of President Trump, but for every down ticket and down ballot candidate. So when I found out that I, as announced on Tuesday, that Judge Rossi had said that the Christina Caramo had been rightfully removed and she was no longer recognized as the Michigan GOP chair and that Pete Hoekstra was, suddenly that meant that rather than two concurrent state conventions, there was now going to be only one recognized, and that was in Detroit. Well, that left 24 counties, Trucker.
You mean in Grand Rapids?
In Grand Rapids. That's right. Christina's was in Detroit, and Hoekstra's was in Grand Rapids. Before Tuesday, everybody was saying, which one are we supposed to go to? You know, which one are we going to be recognized at? Some people sent it to both their credentialing packet, and some just sent it to Detroit underneath Christine Caramo's leadership. When Judge Rossi came out and said that Christina was removed and Hoekstra was, then we had people shuffling and rambling and saying, okay, now how do we get to the state convention in Grand Rapids? Well, unfortunately, the Pete Hoekstra committee had said that the credentialing was due Sunday before the hearing came out and before the verdict injunction that the judge had made. So people, they did not submit their paperwork. So when the judge's hearing came out, and I heard that there were 24 counties, Randy, my goal was just to see, okay, so based on Judge Rossi's decision, would they re-credential, would they credential those 20 counties? So I reached out to J.D. Glasser. I reached out to Pete Hoekstra, and J.D. Glasser initially didn't answer me, so that's when I went to Pete. And Pete said that there was a process, and I said that I understood the process. And he said, we have to follow the bylaws. And I said, I understand that. But there's no clause in the bylaws that would speak to the fact that the party is so fractured. And my suggestion and negotiation was with Pete was, if these 24 counties get their credentials in by 9 a.m. this morning, would the committee please can reconsider recredentialing them? Pete told me that he worked by committee, and I respect that, and that he would get back to me. Apparently, when he got back to the committee decided, no, the hard, fast deadline was Sunday, and these counties are not going to be allowed to come to the convention. My contention with that, Randy, is that the delegates are the ones that are caught in crossfire, and it felt very much like parents going through a divorce and pitting the kids against one another. If we want to unify the party, if we want to be the red state that we truly are, some of this has to stop, and too many people are now feeling like their vote is canceled, their voice is not heard, and they really are not going to be suspected and allowed in the GOP state convention that is now going to be held in Grand Rapids. People are very happy with that.
Well, one of the things that I think is very clear and obvious as a result of all this, because I look at these counties, and a majority of these, Sherry, are up here in our first congressional district. Since we have 36 out of 83, we have almost a third of the state counties. And the point of it is that the situation is that he's really disenfranchising northern Michigan, which, let's face it, a lot of the delegates were from the first district that elected Christina with almost 1,200 votes last year, 2023, at the state convention. And I think it's sad also because we are absolutely one of the strongest voting blocks for Donald Trump. And it's like, so our delegates may not necessarily be cast for Donald Trump. I mean, I just don't understand what is the root cause of all this. Are they almost trying to perhaps get some of these delegates for Nikki Haley and cause this battle between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump to continue. I just don't understand the thought process behind it. Have you had any insight to any of this?
Trucker, I haven't, and far be it for me to put motivation to really their behavior. My whole thing was, guys, we've got 24 counties that were not credentialed.
Now 25. They added my Antrim County. My county chair contacted Vicky and I. Vicky's a delegate, and Antrim County now has been added to that list.
You guys were credentialed or decredentialed?
Yes.
How does that work?
Marv said he sent our votes of who our voting delegates and alternates were to both. He sent them to Christina and to Hoekstra because he saw the court case was coming. He wasn't sure how the judge was going to rule. So he, quote unquote, told us, I hedged my bet and I sent them both of them prior to the deadline. And they now will not seat us, Antrim County. I think basically because they know it's my county and they know a lot of people know me and their Antrim County Conservative Union. And they're fearful for whatever reason that what we're going to demand a vote as to who actually is the chair and he could lose that vote at his own caucus. I mean, I just like you, I can't even fathom what his motivation or thinking is. But yeah, they've added Antrim County now to the list.
Well, if it was based on dual credentialing, then I can tell you there's going to be more counties than that. Last night I was in Allegan County at their GOP meeting, and their chair had done the same thing, sent it to both after discussing it with her committee. They decided to send it to both. And I can tell you my Bering County GOP director did that as well. Eric Stobbs sent it to both. So as of last night, I thought that was really wisdom. But as you're telling me now, they may be decredentialed. They may wind up with a very, very small state convention. But yeah. Again, Trucker, in the primary last Tuesday, President Trump won 16 delegates. Okay, he no doubt has Michigan in his pocket. He won the primary, but there's 39 that are still on the table. 39. Right. And the fighting that's going on, people are going to be disallowed. Their voters not going to count. So we're going to cause President Trump to get less delegate votes. We're going to cause more fractions and more fighting within the party. Unless we start healing and walk in unity, the Dems are going to beat on every level. The Dems don't have to divide us. We're dividing ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I got a text message. Dan Bonomi was on my show earlier, and he's listening to our discussion with you. And he says, Randy, you have to understand, after the court hearing, this was the initial ruling, I believe he's referring to with Judge Rossi, the Michigan Republican Party secretary sent all the credentials that we had received to Stu Foster within the party. The Crawford County list, he's the chair of Crawford County, was sent directly the morning after our county convention on February 15th. He said, my real problem is twofold. Number one, Rob Steele, the national committee man, sits on both of the credentialing committees, Pete Hoekstra's as well as Caramo's, and he should have been made far aware of this, knew what was going on, and should have, you know, objected to this credentialing committee making that decision that they told Sherry or used as the excuse with Sherry. So Rob Steele, you need to talk to him and find out, you know, why he didn't stand up and say, wait a minute, guys, you got their credentials completely in plenty enough time. They should have been credentialed for Grand Rapids, but I guess it's not happening. So
no, I was up late last night with multiple texts, several phone calls, and yeah, just trying to point out the validity of saying, guys, they are delegates and of their own rights. They are delegates. They were the ones that were elected to go to state convention.
Right.
And they should be allowed to go to state convention. They were not part of lawsuits. They were not part of the fighting. They were not part of either Christina being removed or not being removed, Pete Hoekstra being placed or not being placed. The delegates are caught in the crossfire of this, and that's what's not right. And that's what I was fighting for. Because as the Republican Party, Trucker, one of the biggest things we're fighting on is election integrity.
Right.
And
exactly.
And we're doing the same thing. We're disallowing. That's exactly what happened to Carrie Lake. Okay, here, we don't want Carrie Lake voted on, so we're going to close some of these precincts where they're not even going to be able to vote.
Yeah.
So many ways, that's what we're doing. And I was trying very, very hard hours, and trying to bring it together and allow every delegate's voice and vote to be counted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chuck, and there's also somebody on Trump's administration that's coming out.
Who's that?
John Tate.
Oh, okay. Isn't he part of FACL?
Very much he's part of FACL.
Yes, because we've had leadership training up here. Steffi Jacobson threw a class with FACL a couple years ago now that I attended over in Gaylord. Yeah, I'm very aware of FACL. What position does he hold?
Well, he's on Trump's administrative team, and he was told after Tuesday that his plans, travel plans, which were going to go somewhere else, I think New Hampshire, don't quote me on that, but he was not planned on going to Michigan. But after Tuesday, he was told and notified that he needs to be in Michigan for the state convention.
The state caucus convention in Grand Rapids. That's where he's going to be.
Yes.
Well, that's where you're going to be, and we appreciate you fighting the good fight. You know, it's kind of interesting. I looked at every other candidate that's running their campaign websites. I texted a few of them that I know personally, and none of them stood up and approached Hoekstra, J.D. Glasser, Stu Foster like you have. And I'm like, you know, bottom line is, they don't want to get involved in this battle. They're staying away from it. You chose to get involved. You're going to be there. You're going to be, you know, near the credentialing table. I think you keep fighting the good fight, and I think the people of the state of Michigan are going to appreciate you doing this for us, and you may get a lot of more supporters as a result of it.
Trucker, of course, that really was not my motivation. My motivation is I will stand up for principle and what's right every single time. I will die on that hill to do what's right. And if it means voting for the underdog or to go where it's not comfortable, I'm going to do that, because what's right is exactly that. It is right. And when it's not right, we need to fight to make it right. So I am that candidate that I'm going to do that. I didn't do it for the extra votes. I did it because that's the right thing to do. Every delegate should have their voice and their vote counted, period, the end. The rest of the fighting, you know, and up to this point, Trucker, I said, you know what, the fighting and the feuds, I wasn't even, that's getting in the weeds. I've not gotten in the weeds. I've not said who's right, who's wrong, what side am I taking. I'm not taking a side. This is principles. This is what is right, and every delegate should have their voice heard.
Absolutely. Well, we'll not be seeing you in Grand Rapids tomorrow, but be safe, stay strong, and we appreciate you fighting the good fight.
Thanks. DocSherry2024.com. Look me up.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show this week. Joining us on the line right now is Rich Foley. He has been involved in handling the sales for Well Connect for many years. They switched over to going with dealers, and Rich then found himself looking for new opportunities to help people in Michigan. And he has found it in the form of Generac, the whole house generators backup system. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Randy.
I wanted to talk to you about a couple of points that I found out yesterday in talking to some fuel providers that gasoline prices are going up, but at the same time, propane prices are somewhat stabilized. We're through most of the calendar that looks like winter weather. And they're saying propane futures are actually somewhat stable and or possibly dropping, but gas prices are going up. I got a report yesterday, even Gaylord, which usually has cheap gas, was $3.49 a gallon. And people who have these portable generators that use gasoline and you need to fill up your gas tanks, that's going to be very expensive. But you have an alternative for folks that have been loyal customers with us for Well Connect for years. They now have an opportunity to get whole house generators through you at Generac. And what are you experiencing with the folks you've been out to talk to so far?
Well, people, the funny thing is that probably close to 50% of the people I sold Well Connects to had Generexes. So I had a lot of experience in talking to them, how they liked them. And they all told me how much they loved them. It was the best thing they ever bought. And I was always amazed, what a love affair they had. But I can tell you that living in the country like I do, you know, I can tell you that our power goes off quite regularly. And the other day when we had all that wind, we had trees down everywhere. And I was just waiting for the power to go off. It blinked a few times, but it didn't go off. But, you know, I was prepared.
Yep. Well, it was funny because I was doing an interview with Dr. Jeff on Wednesday. He was up in Sault Ste. Marie, and even Captain Jeff there in Cedarville, who you had visited before, their power blinked and literally knocked him right off my radio station. I had to call him back on his cell phone, and he's like, yeah, we're sitting in the dark right now, and then the power came back on. But more importantly, we're heading into storm season. we're getting ready to get into March and April, and it's really critical that people get a hold of you, because they can get these units installed within a week or two and be prepared and avoid those problems, especially if they're older people and they have medical conditions, machines, and things they need power for. This is a good solution for folks.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd say about 50% of the houses I've visited so far had portable generators, and in many cases they were operating them too close to the house or in the garage, or they couldn't, the husband that died, the wife couldn't handle the portable anymore. We do give trade-ins on those. And so, you know, we work with everyone, and we're there to just try to make people safe and comfortable. I mean, you feel pretty bad when an older person, this one woman that I sold a system to, she said her power had been off for 4 days, and she was sitting next to her natural gas fireplace, and she the whole rest of the house was ice cold, and she had no well water or anything. In her mid-70s, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to give out the phone number, folks. Again, it's the same number when you contacted him regarding WellConnect. It's his personal private cell phone number. It's 989 area code 306-3656. If you'd like me to text you a clickable link, just text me, Rich. Just text me, Rich.
I wanted you to mention, or I should mention, on Tuesday I'm going to be in Sheboygan, and I do have an opening for that afternoon, mid-afternoon, and Wednesday, midday in Gaylord.
Yes, I got a text message. Kristen Marcus, who you helped get a WellConnect unit, he says, Randy, I have a 2-year-old whole house Generac system. He said, I paid $10,000 at the time for the size of the house unit I needed. He goes, this is absolutely a must-have item. And he's right there in Alba Highway in the Elmira area. And you know, the thing of it is, Rich, you don't ever think about it until the power goes out, and then it's too late.
Right. And, you know what happened to me a couple of years ago, we lost power 3 times during one summer. And by the time it was the third time, I lost half a cow in my freezer.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And those aren't always covered by your insurance companies either.
Yeah, I don't think your insurance company does anything but take your money.
Amen to that, brother. Well, we appreciate you continuing to help people in Michigan across the board. You're able to service people. I got a text just now. Is he able to sell us one down here in Livingston County?
Yes. We actually have an office down south as well. So we can, we're doing a big strip mall right now in downriver.
Very good. Again, the phone number, folks, call, text him, 989-306-3656. Rich, we greatly appreciate you, man. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, good luck with the convention.
Thank you, sir. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have safe travels out there on Saturday tomorrow, folks. We'll have a full field report for you Monday morning, and then we're moving on. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across